At the top of the news this Sunday evening, Pope Benedict XVI appealed for greater respect for life this Sunday, saying no one is master of his own life, but all of us are called to preserve and respect life from the moment of conception until its natural end.
Auguro la buona riuscita di questa iniziativa.
Pope Benedict was speaking to the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square for the traditional Angelus prayer this Sunday, which was also Respect Life Sunday in Italy, this year dedicated especially to the fight against poverty. The Holy Father renewed his appeal on the occasion for commitment to integral human development and reminded the faithful that man's true purpose is not financial success in this life, but eternal happiness in and with God.
E soprattutto ricorda che il fine dell'uomo non è il benessere, ma Dio stesso, e che l'esistenza umana va difesa e favorita in ogni suo stadio.
This Sunday was the fifth in ordinary time, and the Holy Father also reflected on the theme of divine vocation.
The Gospel invites us, like the Apostles, to put out into the deep, that is, to be brave and zealous in our following Jesus by being obedient to his will. Like St. Peter on the Lake of Genesaret, we'll discover that fidelity to the Lord leads to a deeper relationship with God and opens us to his gifts. Let us overcome all fears and hesitation that we may rediscover how much God longs to bless us. Upon each of you and your loved ones at home, I invoke God's abundant blessings.
Ahead of the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict also prayed for an increase in vocations to the priesthood. In this year of priests, he said, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his fields, so that many might hear the Lord's call to follow him and, after necessary discernment, respond with generosity, not trusting in their own strength, but opening themselves to the action of his grace. Trusting to the Blessed Virgin all vocations, especially those to the priesthood and religious life, Pope Benedict asked Mary to stir in everyone the desire to say yes to the Lord with joy and full dedication.